Well, Pat, you're with the DNR. Can you tell us a little bit about your job there at the DNR?
Sure. I started 28 years ago as a fish biologist, but now I'm working as deputy director right here in the Twin Cities out of St. Paul. So I spend a lot of time at the Capitol working on legislation that will help improve fisheries and wildlife resources, as well as kind of maintaining some staff here in St. Paul. So it's a great job.
Yeah. Well, when you heard that the opener was coming to Stillwater and we were going to be doing a little river fishing, well, what came to your top of mind?
Well, a few years ago, Stillwater hosted Let's Play Hockey, the Hockey Day in Minnesota. My daughter was playing hockey then, and I knew that Stillwater would do a great job of putting on an event. And like you mentioned, the river is a wonderful place to fish. Over 60 species of fish in the river, so you never quite know what you're going to catch. Very productive system, but hopefully our anglers will be out catching plenty of walleye and 60 species, right? River systems tend to be more diverse than our lake systems, so that's a great opportunity for anglers to catch something that maybe they haven't before. And it also puts an emphasis on our native fish, not just our game fish that people know, walleye and bass, but some of our lesser known species like freshwater drum and our variety of sucker species we have. All are really important components of the natural system here, and we celebrate that here in Stillwater.
And is there any challenges to river fishing versus being out on a lake?
Yes, because the river is it's a flowing system. You need to be a little bit more careful with your boat control, but also the river is, the level can go up and down, so that changes how fish behave. So that will be maybe a new challenge for some, but I think the river will cooperate this weekend.
And do this time of year, do the fish tend to be in cooler water, darker water?
It depends on the time of year, of course, but this time of year they're maybe trying to warm up a little bit, find that warmer water in the shallows. So you'll find fish, I think, closer to the banks this time of year than maybe later in the summer. But anytime you find a piece of habitat, there's very likely fish using that structure in a river like the St. Croix.
And I know we're focusing on the river, but kind of expanding out, the rest of Minnesota and the lakes. Was it an ideal ice out for fishing conditions this year?
This is one of our earlier fishing openers, May 9th, and some of the lakes have been watching up in the northern Minnesota as the ice just slowly goes out. So that might be a little challenging for people fishing that cold water. I think more for the people than for the fish, but certainly it should be a good opener statewide.
And when we look at the health of the population of our fish, how are we doing there?
That's a great question. Minnesota is blessed with incredibly good fish habitat, and that's the key thing for fish populations. We have good water quality as well. So overall, we have one of the better fisheries in the nation, have very, very diverse fisheries from bass and panfish to lake sturgeon out here in the St. Croix, as well as walleye and many other species. So we're fortunate that. And the reason for that is because we have an ethic for keeping care of our resources, investing in the natural resources and watershed health as an example. So yes, we have a very good fishery here in Minnesota.
And one of the things I know this year that's changing is you can have two lines, is that correct?
You can have two lines in the river.
In the river.
In the river, correct. But our inland waters are limited to one line.
Okay, I would have had that. I would have had two lines out on the lake. I'm glad I got that. Well, those are some of the questions I had. Was there anything else that you wanted to hit on today that Minnesotans might not know?
Boy, fishing is a $4.4 billion industry in Minnesota, and it's a great economic boost to local economies throughout the state. This weekend kind of kicks off the official start to outdoor recreation and the summer tourism season, and it's important that we kind of go to places like mom and pop resorts and small towns, not just fishing, but going in, having something to eat, and maybe stopping at that art gallery and picking up a piece for your home. So enjoy the summer, and we look forward to a fun year.
I do have to ask one more question because you hit on something. Kids in fishing, are we, I tend to remember going fishing with my grandpa and now my dad. Are we seeing more kids and youth getting involved in fishing?
We are seeing a bit of resurgence. I think that started a little bit with COVID when people were looking for things to do, and fishing was right there. We are also investing in a lot of shore fishing opportunities for kids. I think that's how many of us start. And a little bit later today, we'll have an elementary school out fishing in Lowell Park here, and I look forward to participating in that. So it's really a great way to get outdoors, and it's really how I got my love for the outdoors, is starting that fishing.
I started fishing on Lake Minnewaska with a cane pole. And my grandma didn't have any bait, and so I used corn. And it actually worked. Little sunnies with corn.
My first northern pike was off a dock with corned beef.
Corn. I see the theme going. Well, Pat, I thank you so much for your time today, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.